Spiritual authority requires spiritual surrender.
Word picture the arrow. An arrow can't guide itself. It doesn't pick the target. Its power and precision depend entirely on the one who aims it.
You are God's arrow, and authority flows from alignment, not independence. When your life is aligned with Him, your impact becomes accurate, anointed and unstoppable.
Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
James 4:7, Bible character.
Jesus, even Jesus, fully God, fully man, said, I only do what I see the Father doing.
His authority flowed from complete surrender. His alignment brought unmatched authority, even over death. My story.
Where this became real.
There was a time I tried to lead without listening, making good decisions that weren't necessarily God decisions. On paper, things looked fine, but inside I felt dry and disconnected. One morning, in quiet prayer, God pressed a question into my spirit. Do you wanna move fast or do you wanna move in step?
That wrecked me.
Because speed without the spirit, it is just noise. So I surrendered again, I realigned.
And from that point on, what I lacked in pace, God made up for in power. The shift, authority isn't about how loud you speak, it's about how well you listen. Remember this.
Submission isn't weakness, it's your greatest strength.
Declaration. Surrender. I am aligned with the heart of God. I submit to His direction. My strength is not in control, but in